Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul, and I'm here with my guests Luann Schooler and Lynn Schooler, who are both here to talk about Perseverance Theater's production in Anchorage of The Blue Bear, which opens tonight at the Performing Arts Center. Which theater?
It's in the Sydney Lawrence.
It's in the Sydney Lawrence. Okay, thank you. And one of you wrote the book.
I'm the author of the book.
And tell me about the book and the background. It is a true story, I understand.
It is true, yeah. It's a memoir, actually. It's recounting the story of my friendship with a Japanese wildlife photographer who lived here in Alaska from the 70s until the late 90s, named Michio Hoshino. And he was a wonderful, gentle, humble man who was probably the best wildlife photographer in the world at that time. And he just had a personality that had a great deal of effect on the people who he came in contact with. And he and I spent several years trying to find a glacier bear, a blue bear, to photograph. And never did, but we had a lot of great experiences in the years we did that. But Michio was killed by a brown bear over in Kamchatka in 96. And then the following spring, I did finally find a blue bear.
And it, is the blue bear in a part of the play, or is it, the absence
the
of the blue bear?
You might say it's an allegorical animal at this point. You know? But Perseverance Theater approached me about turning it into a theater piece a couple of years ago, and I didn't have the imagination to see how they were going to do that, but they opened last winter down in Juneau, and it played to packed houses and standing ovations almost every night. It just really, they did a wonderful job.
So, Luann, you did this. What, it must have been interesting turning a memoir like that into a play.
It was a very interesting experience, and I worked with my co-adapter, Leon Ingelsrud, who also directs the piece, and we started with this book, which is lush and richly textured and intricate in detail of a wide range of topics, natural history, geology, animal biology, all woven around this sort of adventure and story of friendship between these two men, one of whom happens to be my brother. And so the process of taking it from that book and figuring out how to put it onto the stage was
daunting,
challenging and exciting and thrilling and difficult.
It sounds difficult.
Well, there's so much more material in the book than we could possibly put on the stage. And so one of the hardest things about doing it was actually figuring out what we had to leave out.
Well, and a play has to have a plot.
Yes, and this certainly, it absolutely has a plot in terms of you're tracking the development of this friendship and the effect of these two men on each other as that goes. And it's all sort of within the bounds of this quest story. So there is a lot of plot. There is action, etc. So in that way, in the way of the plot, it was fairly simple to say, this is what it's about. But it was all this other wonderful, juicy stuff from the book that we had to say, well, we just can't spend 15 minutes of stage time examining crustaceans along the coast.
Imagine that. It might be a little dull for an audience.
Well, it's anything but dull. Their editing process
examining crustaceans.
Had they tried to write as I write, it would have did
It's wonderful to read all of that, but you just don't want to listen to it on stage.
No, I wouldn't think so. You have to keep moving towards some sort of goal when you're writing a play.
Definitely. And we also had the additional challenge of we knew that the play had to be for two actors. And so all these scenes where there may be other people involved in, it was another sort of logistical challenge to figure out how to work the play so we could include those pieces but not have another actor on stage.
And they also had to take a story that is told almost 100% outdoors and bring all of Alaska's incredible landscape indoors. And they did it with by projecting a number of Michio slides and some digital video as the stage set itself. And the effect is just breathtaking.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. Here with my guests, Luann Schooler and Lynn Schooler, the playwright and the writer of The Blue Bear, which is opening tonight in Anchorage. It's a production of Perseverance Theater. And this is the first time that we've had anything come up from Perseverance. Well, there was one once before, wasn't there?
Yes.
There have been a few individual productions which have come up, but I believe this is the beginning. This is the introductory season to Perseverance's new initiative to start having sort of two homes. So there will be a Juneau season and an Anchorage season each year. And so Blue Bear is actually the first production of that new aspect.
Yeah, Perseverance's first production in Anchorage was in 1979 when they brought a show called Gold up here, and they've been here a few times since. But this is the start of a regular season performance in Anchorage.
That's good. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
We love theater up here, or at least some of us do.
Well, I think anybody that sees this is going to love it. Yeah. We had a lot of people from Anchorage attend the shows down in Juneau, and they all came up after the show and were talking about how they were going to come up here and recommend all their friends go see it. And evidently, they, judging from the ticket sales for tonight, they did that.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it, that's for sure.
7:30, you can.
I don't know whether I'll come tonight, but I think I'll come tomorrow night with a friend, so...
Well, I think there's 8 performances, so it's this weekend and next weekend. So you have time.
One of my questions about Perseverance Theater is do they have standard actors?
There are some company members who work regularly with the company. And then in addition to the core performers and artists that work with the theater, they will bring in individual artists for particular projects.
Okay, so tell me about the actors who are doing tonight's show.
It's Ryan Conneroe is playing Lynn Schooler, and Ryan is a member of the company and has done several shows, and he also works with statewide education in the arts.
Yeah, arts in the schools programs. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then...
Taka Yamamoto is originally Japanese but now lives in San Francisco, and he's come back up this winter to play the part of Michio Hoshino again. So it's the same actors that performed it last year down in Juneau.
Good, good. You're not performing it in Juneau at this time, I take it?
No, last year's run was successful, and I think we'll let it lay at that.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. What else are you doing in Juneau this year?
Luann is from Portland these days. She came up to Anchorage just for this opening.
The next production that's going to be happening in Juneau and will also happen in Anchorage here is A Raisin in the Sun. So the theater is always doing a mix of new material that's by and about Alaskans, and that's mixed in with classics like A Raisin in the Sun. So that will be the second production in this first season here in Anchorage.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to seeing that. But we're about to run out of time. And I'd like to introduce you both once again and explain what you do. We have Luann Schooler, who wrote the play from the book written by her brother, Lynn Schooler, and about the photographer and Lynn, who spent much time taking pictures, looking for a blue bear, without success, it happens.
They were successful in many ways, just not in finding the blue bear together.
And thank you very much for coming and telling us about it. We're looking forward to seeing the play.
Thank you.
See you there.
And now, here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to datebook49 on alaskapublic.org.
UAA will be presenting Playboy of the Western World beginning tonight through February 26th. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8, Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 786-4849.
Steve Johnson performs a powerful and inspirational one-man show based on the Gospel of Mark to benefit his wife's cancer treatments. He is performing one night only at the Wendy Williamson Auditorium tomorrow at 7. Tickets are available on centertix.net or call 263-ARTS.
Three audition notices. ACT will be holding auditions for Sherlock Holmes, The Final Adventure, directed by Shotzi Schaefer's, at noon on Saturday, February 11th at ACT. See ACT's auditions webpage for details. Also, an actor, male, 50s, is needed for an Eagle River murder mystery, Murder on the Love Boat, for performances April 13th through the 21st. Call Alyssa at 250-2522 or email her at fleener@ak.net for details and to set up an audition time. The Alaska Fine Arts Academy is looking for boys and girls aged 8 to 18 or possibly younger to act in Bugsy Malone. Vocal auditions are tonight, 7 to 10, and acting auditions tomorrow and Sunday, 2 to 5. Contact the Alaska Fine Arts Academy.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of Steel Magnolias continues through February 19th. This excellent play about women's lives takes place entirely in a beauty parlor. I highly recommend it. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available online at acthome.net or call 868-4913.
ACT will be giving a class in theater sound design on Saturdays, 4 p.m. to 5:30, February 11th through the 25th. Call 344-4713 or email actfamily@gci.net.
Up in Wasilla, Valley Performing Arts production of 12 Angry Jurors runs through February 26th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
In Seward, you can see Almost Maine, February 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th at 7 p.m., and the 12th and 19th at 3 p.m. at Resurrect Art Coffee House. Tickets are available at the door.
Juno's well-known Perseverance Theater presents The Blue Bear for two weekends. Performances are 7:30 tonight and tomorrow, and also on the 17th and 18th, as well as a 4 p.m. performance on Sunday the 12th and a 2 p.m. performance on Saturday the 18th. Tickets and information at 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul for KSKA.